judges today are John Russell, who's the director of Symphonic Winds at De Anza College, and David Adams, who's the director of Symphonic Winds at Foothill College in the Palo Alto School District. Please welcome our judges.
Good morning.
Thank you. Okay. Welcome, Hopkins. This is John Russell. I'll be one of your judges this morning. And glad you're participating, and we hope you have a great day at the festival and also later on at Great America. Looking forward to hearing a Bach chorale to warm up on. It's a nice touch. This isn't an adjudicated piece, but just a couple of comments out of the box here, so to speak. So even though this is not what we would consider a rhythmical piece, it really is in a much more basic way. You know, we have these moving inner voices, in particular eighth note passages. And we have a quarter note pulse going here, but subdividing that eighth note a little more accurately will really help the clarity of the rhythm, even at this rather, relaxed tempo. And it will carry over into your more rhythmic pieces if you really strive for precision. Even in a chorale, it's not just all about tone production and blend and intonation. I mean, obviously those things are important, but rhythm is always crucial to any performance. Front row folks would like to see your stands. Most of you have your stands up at a pretty high level there, and hopefully you can see your conductor over the stand since he's very close to you. I'd like to see your faces. Some of the clarinets there, or excuse me, I guess that's flutes, are rather hidden. It was pretty good control there on that opening section. That crescendo was hardly noticeable, though, and the phrase does need some direction there, especially if you're going to get softer at the end and arrive at piano at number 9. Okay, eighth notes in the melodic line there. I felt like they were a little bit in a hurry there to get through those quicker rhythms. You could really stretch that slur, to give more expression to the phrase. Flutes, you guys are the singers of the band. When you come in with your sound, it's such a clear tone quality, and you have a nice sound. You want your phrases to connect and sing above the band there, and heard a lot of unnecessary space between the notes. Just because not the whole phrase is marked with a long slur, that doesn't mean we don't think or play legato all the way through it. You imagine that there was just one continuous line over the whole phrase. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have a little more trumpet sound here, just to add a little more brilliance to this chorale-like section. So what I'm hearing is a lot of 3-4. 1-2-3. 1-2-3. And I know that's the meter, but the phrases are much longer in character, and we don't need to emphasize one of every measure as much as we are as an ensemble. Sing out, oboe. It's nice to hear that timbre. Okay, don't apologize, and I think your pitch will be better if you just play with some more confidence. All the notes need to have more connection, more length, more direction. Nice control at the end there. Your pitch is generally quite good. Nice to hear. Dynamic range is always so important on these types of pieces, especially just as an example, those last couple of bars there. They start mezzo forte, nice diminuendo over a measure, and then piano with probably even more of a decrescendo on the last fermata. Start that last phrase a little stronger so you have a little bit more headroom to make that contrast. And it's nice to hear a nice warm mezzo forte. It's nice to hear a nice full forte or fortissimo. You seem to play soft with pretty good control, so we need to maybe boost the other end of the spectrum. But all in all, that was a very nice sensitive playing. Close the door. Okay, we got the crowd in, and looking forward to your next selection. Okay, low brass there, horns, trombone, accent, and it is forte. Allegro declamando. Same thing, trumpets, more accent. And woodwinds, don't be so shy when you come in there and when you answer the brass. I didn't really get a sense of forte and energy. The accents were just not exaggerated enough. Especially because now this next passage is a little less intense. Now, how do we make phrases come alive. It has to do with dynamics. It has to do with direction of the music, how we connect bar to bar. Personally, I like to hear longer phrases. Keep the energy. It's softer, but not slower. Yeah, percussion, you're kind of hidden in the back there up against the curtain. It's a little muffled sounding. I'd like a little more sparkle from you guys. That could be as much the room as anything. But play with a little more forwardness. Yeah, much more legato there, trumpets. And it says legato. We see slurs and we connect, but when the slur goes away, we have a tendency to get separated note to note. You want your line to really sing, and connecting the notes full value will help. Okay, clarinets, you're nice and soft there. But again, don't apologize when the music gets soft. You still have to sing. You still have to put expression into your playing. And you guys are good enough musicians to start employing that. Soft doesn't mean to play with no passion. Just the opposite. Okay. Now we're starting to get into the music with a little bit more energy here. Okay, the eighth notes, you're definitely playing with more of a sostenuto style, and that's great. I'd encourage you to do that also earlier in the piece. Okay, that's a rather dramatic moment there, and I think we could definitely do more with the dynamics there. You might want to even start your retard there a little sooner. Okay, first clarinet's pitch is pretty good. Second clarinet's not quite so evenly matched there pitch-wise. Make sure you tune those kinds of sections separately so that everybody knows which direction they need to go in. Okay, pulses there. I know it says piano, but it's got to have energy. It's a march here, and it sounds just a little flabby. One, three, punctuate. Is that really forte? Come on, Winds. Yeah, horns, trombones there. When you answer, you got to come in with more conviction. Don't rush. Louder does not mean faster. Conversely, softer does not mean slower. Okay, brass that have, and saxons, I guess you had that long sustained melody line there. That's got to project through all that rhythmic music that's going on around you. So you have to have the air to at your command to make those long notes really come forward. Thank you. The band sounds pretty polished. With an ensemble of this size, though, I'd like to really hear much more sound at the louder dynamics. It felt like everything was rather mezzo. And I think we have some good musicians on stage that have more capability to create a bigger sound when called upon. So playing in a new room is always a challenge, but I would strive for wider dynamic range every time you guys perform and rehearse. And I think it'll show off the ensemble to a greater degree. Your intonation generally is quite good. I think you've spent some time working on that, which is great. A lot of time young musicians really have issues with that, but I didn't sense that, especially with such a large ensemble, to be an issue. So this idea about making your performance more musical, more exciting, having more contrast will really be something that I think, I know it's towards the end of the year, but if you have some upcoming performances, let's see if we can get that kind of intensity into your playing. Right now, it just is, I won't say casual, but I just think we can give more all as individuals, and the ensemble will really start to come alive. But you're doing a lot of really good things. Keep up the good work, and thanks for playing.